MAHA, CDC officially removes coronavirus vaccine recommendation for healthy children and healthy pregnant women. By Hannah Knudsen on May 27, 2025. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, under the leadership of President Donald Trump's administration, has removed the coronavirus vaccine from the recommended immunization schedule for healthy children and healthy pregnant women. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. made the formal announcement Tuesday, flanked by National Institutes of Health, NIH, Director Dr. Jay Bhattacharya and Food and Drug Administration, FDA, Commissioner Dr. Marty Makary. Watch, Childhood Health Crisis, Trump's MAHA report reveals alarming trends. I couldn't be more pleased to announce that as of today, the COVID vaccine for healthy children and healthy pregnant women has been removed from the CDC recommended immunization schedule, Kennedy announced, reminding Americans that the Biden administration, as recently as last year, urged healthy children to get the coronavirus shot despite the lack of any clinical data to support the repeat booster strategy in children. That ends today, Bhattacharya said. It's common sense. That's good science. There's no evidence healthy kids need it today, and most countries have stopped recommending it for children, Makary said as Kennedy declared the U.S. is now one step closer to Trump's promise to make America healthy again. Watch. Indeed, former President Biden not only pushed the coronavirus vaccine on healthy adults, going as far as essentially deeming the unvaccinated unpatriotic and warning that his patience was wearing thin with him, but he also pushed it on healthy children. That push came despite the fact that data showed coronavirus hospitalization and mortality rates among children were incredibly low. The removal of the recommendation for healthy children and healthy pregnant women follows the release of the MAHA Commission report, which, in part, raised questions over the childhood immunization schedule, which has come under intense scrutiny as children are subject to at least 11 different jabs before they are even 15 months old, per the recommended vaccine schedule. Vaccines benefit children by protecting them from infectious diseases. But, as with any medicine, vaccines can have side effects that must be balanced against their benefits. The report reads, urging parents to be fully informed of the benefits and risks of vaccines. Many of them have concerns about the appropriate use of vaccines and their possible role in the growing childhood chronic disease crisis, the report continues. Despite the growth of the childhood vaccine schedule, there has been limited scientific inquiry into the links between vaccines and chronic disease, the impacts of vaccine injury, and conflicts of interest in the development of the vaccine schedule, it adds.